Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer. I am a
real American. 2 points takedown, Rob Kendall.
Yes, that's right, Casey. It's wrestling.
Yes.
It's coming to Indianapolis.
I know, you're so excited.
Let's talk about it, shall
okay.
we?
Okay.
All right, so with us in the WIBC studios, her name is Willow Nightingale. She's with All Elite Wrestling. They're going to be at the Coliseum tomorrow at the fairgrounds for their Dynamite TV show, which airs 8 p.m. on TBS. And Willow, first of all, welcome to the
Thank
WIBC
you.
Studios. Now, you're saying you've been here before.
Yes. So I want to say in 2020, when I was still just wrestling like on the independent circuit,
yeah.
I was here at the fairgrounds. But I'm really excited to be at Farmers Coliseum tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to be teaming up with Adam Copeland, the TNT champion. You're going to be taking on the TBS champion, Julia Hart and Brody King. It's going to be a little intergender tag team match.
Yeah, so this is something that like I don't even think I could have imagined to be like, oh, this is on my bucket list. Because we don't have those happen very often.
Right.
So one, to have the opportunity to be in a mixed tag team match is obviously exciting. But
right.
two, I've been watching Adam Copeland since I was a kid on TV.
Very famous.
So it's really exciting.
Yeah. So what are the rules of an intergender? By the way, so this will be on TBS. So you'll be able to watch tomorrow night, Casey, 8 p.m. on TBS. You'll be able to see the Farmers Coliseum downtown for All Elite Wrestling. So what are the rules of an intergender tag team match, Willow? Does that mean the men can only face the men, the women can face the women, or is it, hey, who's ever in,
it's rolling?
So I think for the most part, that's how we navigate that situation. But personally, I have some history with Julia Hart, and she almost always has Brody King at her side.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime I've wrestled her, I've always made like direct eye contact with him and be like, I'm not scared of you,
right.
you big tough guy. Like, he is scary. So I'm hoping I could at least give him a little like, ah, I got you this time.
I want to know about the history you're talking about.
So
spill it.
For the uninformed, I mean, I'm like a very like bubbly person.
You are.
I go to the ring, I'm dancing, I'm smiling. I'm excited to see everyone.
For the record, you are the sort of person, without giving away to you're the sort of person people want to cheer for and like and love. You're a lovable character.
I mean, that's what I aim for.
Right.
Fingers crossed that it works, but sometimes
I can already see it.
Well, thank you. So that's what I try to bring to professional wrestling. But Julia Hart, she's more of a like this dark, you know, kind of like gothic character. When she comes to the ring, it's like a blackout. You can feel like a chill over the air.
Sounds like
arena.
Several women producer Kevin has dated.
Oh.
Willow, so they mentioned something before you walked in the studio that you are, and I get Rob's alluding to this with your bubbly personality, that you're a face and then there's a heel.
Yes.
Do you choose, or is it just kind of like your innate nature guides you in that direction?
So I think it is kind of something that's a little bit more innate. Like for me, this is a very organic fit. Mm-hmm. Like the person that you see in the ring, for the most part, is who I am in my day-to-day life. But obviously, like people's journey is affected differently. So, you know, if I were to go through some like life-changing event, that might change my outlook on life. But so far, I've been wrestling for like 9 years. Mm-hmm. And here I am, still smiling and still a ray of sunshine.
So Willow Nightingale is our guest. She's a part of All Elite Wrestling. They're going to be at the Farmers Coliseum tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on TBS, AEW Dynamite. How did you even get into wrestling? How does a very kind, loving person like yourself be like, I want to be going through tables and ladders and chairs? I'm like, what?
That's like fun.
Tell
Let's
us
do
how.
That.
How does that happen?
You know, so like I was playing video games with my cousins when I was a kid, and it used to be the wrestling video games. And after a while, I was like, this is really fun. I should just watch wrestling. And so around like 8 or 9 years old, I started watching wrestling, immediately became a fan. And as much as I think this like bubbly disposition is a part of my nature, like at the end of the day, like, aggression and violence is also a part of human nature. And for me,
she
this is my
violence.
Outlet. This is my outlet to do it, you know, because in my day-to-day life, I'm not going around punching people in the face.
Right.
And I don't encourage people to do that. Please do not.
Right. Only 8 p.m. Dynamite, TBS. That's
but
right.
That's the time to do it. So that is kind of like the marriage of those two for me. And I love it. And I think even if you may not necessarily find yourself being like, oh, I'm a professional wrestling fan. Like, I've had friends and family members come out to the show, and no matter what, it's always entertaining.
Yeah.
As a live show, it is a spectacle to see. So I think it's exciting for everyone.
So you said that you used to be on the independent circuit. Talk to us about how things have evolved for you now.
So
the big difference.
How do they find how do they find
time,
you? Who's like, hey, you'd be great to be on national television.
Right.
So the first difference I would say is like before we were live, I was chatting with you guys about the first time I came here. I had driven 10 hours from Philadelphia to Indianapolis. So now I have a lovely company that travels me, sitting on first class.
Yeah,
there we go.
So that's like obviously a privilege, a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But I had been busting my butt on the indies for years, and they had asked me to come by and be an extra, which essentially is just like, all right, hang out backstage if we need you for anything. You know, maybe you can do a match. And they asked me to do that quite a few times, and they kept asking me to come back. And there was definitely a point where I was like, do they like me? Like, why are they?
Right.
They keep asking me back for a reason. And then eventually they gave me a job, and that's kind of...
There's something incredibly charming about your story in the sense of you're just a very down-home, friendly person who's like, I have this dream, and you've committed your life to it, and it's coming true, like right in front of your eyes.
Very cool. Yes, thank you. I'm glad people can resonate with that.
Yeah.
I do, like, I don't think when I started wrestling I ever had aspirations of being a role model or like inspiring people and changing lives. But through doing it, I've realized that like there are a lot of people who are really moved through my story and the way that I'm authentically myself in the wrestling ring.
Do you know that they're like you're on television? Like, does that make you nervous? Because we always joke like there's 10 people listening to our show.
No.
But we know there's a lot of people listening, but we just kind of forget because it's just us sitting here talking. But you're in front of all these people at the Farmers Coliseum. Do you know? Are you nervous? Like, oh my gosh, there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people watching me.
I mean, I'm nervous for every single match, and I always have been. Because even I think if there's only like... when I was on the indies, let's say there's like 100 people in the crowd.
Yeah.
I grew up in the internet age. So no matter what I did, even when I'm just starting out and I'm not really good, it's going to end up online. And if you mess up like big time, that could go viral in a big way. And that's just like the reality of the world we live in now. So it's not really something that scared me when I got here. When I got to AEW, it felt more like a position of privilege to have my work on display to so many people.
Yeah.
Because I've been working for years to get to that point, and now I'm confident that what I do is worth being seen by that many people. And I think everybody in AEW carries that same sentiment with
How
them.
Often are you on the road?
So me personally, I travel for Dynamite, which is every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time on TBS. So I usually travel. I'm traveling into places on Tuesday and traveling back home on Thursday. This weekend, we have a pay-per-view in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be traveling again on Saturday, coming home Monday. And we also have a show on Saturday, Collision, which is on TNT. And so sometimes I'm asked to be a part of that, but right now I'm mainly on Dynamite.
So Sunday, April the 21st, the pay-per-view is called Dynasty. And
correct.
You're going to be battling this same pesky, evil, gothic, dark Julia Hart for the TBS Championship. Now, if you need somebody to maybe do a run-in, throw some salt in her eyes, distract the referee.
Are you volunteering?
I would be willing to do that for you. St. Louis is lovely this time of year.
I'll keep that knowledge in my back pocket. I'll hold on to that.
Willow, how do you prepare for the matches? Like, what do you do to psych yourself up to face that evil?
So me, personally, stretching.
You're out. Sorry.
You wrestle for 9 years. It takes a wear, you feel the wear and tear on your body. So stretching and warming up. It's definitely a big one these days. What I actually tell myself, I don't know if I could say, I tell myself I'm a bad bee from hell and nobody can mess with me. And I repeat that to myself right before I go through the curtain. I'm like, nobody can mess with you.
Do the chair shots hurt?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did you have to, like, is there, how do they educate you on how to do that? Because it looks really painful.
It is. That's all there is to it. When I was 9 years old, I asked my dad to hit me with a chair because I wanted to know what it felt like. And he was like, are you crazy? And I was like, maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Did he do it?
No.
Oh.
No, not a chance on earth. No.
Casey, would you lay your kid in with a chair shot at 9 years old if you thought it would help their career?
Probably not. No. I would say, let's take a class. Let's find out. How do we do this?
Tomorrow night, Wednesday, 8 o'clock, TBS, AEW Dynamite, Willow Nightingale. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.